voting in the race to find Nicola Sturgeon's replacement as leader of the Scottish National Party closed earlier today, with her successor expected to be announced, well, this afternoon, within 40 minutes or so. The Health Secretary, Humza Yousaf, Finance Secretary Kate Forbes and a former Community Safety Minister, Ash Regan, are vying to become Scotland's new First Minister. Let's go over now to Alistair Grant, political editor of The Scotsman, who's at Murrayfield in Edinburgh, where I think that the result is expected to be announced very soon. Alistair, I won't just with, as we said, 40 minutes or so to go before the announcement is made, ask you to call it. But, you know, in terms of who might emerge as the new leader of Scotland and of the Scottish National Party, you know, what will this outcome tell us about the direction that the SNP is heading?
I think probably a few different things. I think Humza Yousaf, the Health Secretary, as you mentioned, is seen very much as the continuity candidate to some degree. He's seen as the one who probably most wants to broadly continue Nicola Sturgeon's legacy as First Minister, to maintain many of the kind of policies and direction of travel that she was going in. I think Kate Forbes, who is probably his main rival, Ash Regan, is seen as a bit of the kind of outsider candidate, but Kate Forbes is more of a change candidate. So she said that continuity won't cut it, that there are things that need to change. She's seen as maybe a little bit more economically to the right than Nicola Sturgeon and Humza Yousaf. She's more socially conservative. So she's someone who has a deep religious faith. And at the beginning of her campaign, there was a row because she said that she would not have voted for gay marriage. So I think depending on who becomes elected as the next SNP leader, could really kind of change the direction of travel for the party and kind of change the kind of coming years. And of course, they'll also, in all likelihood, be the new First Minister. So it's an important decision both for the party, but also for the country.
And it's between those two, is it, Alistair? Ash Regan is not seen as likely to emerge from this as the winner.
She's not seen as likely to emerge. I think one of the things that's important to say is that obviously this is SNP members that are making this decision today. And polling among SNP members hasn't been that much polling, so we're not that clear in what they think about things. But it is certainly, if you were to take an educated guess, you'd say that Ash Regan is the outsider candidate. She says that herself, and the contest is really between Kate Forbes and Humza Yousaf.
It's just a month since Nicola Sturgeon stood down, and I think it's been a pretty bruising campaign, hasn't it? Has it inflicted a lot of internal damage on the SNP, would you say?
I think it has. I think the extent to which it was bruising and a divisive campaign probably took quite a lot of people by surprise. I think in particular, we had obviously the first couple of party hustings, events for party members were relatively tame affairs. But then we had the first TV debate that was actually held by STV in Scotland back on March 7th was an extremely bruising contest. You had Kate Forbes basically laying into the record of Humza Yousaf, implying that he was rubbish every job in government he'd ever done. She also implied that the government that she'd been part of under Nicola Sturgeon was mediocre. So there's a lot of kind of bruising exchanges between the candidates. There's a lot of divisions within the party that have come to the fore. And I think probably for the next SNP leader, whoever it is, that'll be one of the key things that they have to try and look at, try and heal those divisions and unify the party under a new leader. And I think that'll be quite a difficult task after this campaign.
And is a new leader likely to bring a new impetus in relation to Scottish independence? Or is the focus going to be on some of the social issues, the state of the health service, education, all the things that preoccupy governments in the developed world on a fairly regular basis?
I think, interestingly, obviously, because this has been a campaign focused on SNP members, it's been kind of skewed on what it talks about. So there has been a kind of major focus on independence, just as in the Conservative leadership contest last summer, we obviously saw a different focus than maybe the country at large would have. But I think, interestingly, Kate Forbes and Humza Yousaf, their positions on independence are relatively similar. So they both have a focus on growing support, growing that kind of grassroots support for independence, both accepting that support isn't high enough at the moment. They're moving away from some of the strategies we saw under Nicola Sturgeon. So in particular, Nicola Sturgeon's plan to run the next general election as a de facto referendum. Both Kate Forbes and Humza Yousaf have said that essentially isn't their preferred route forward. So I think there will be a change, but they will have to try and kind of please the party members to some extent by having that focus on independence. But I think there is an acceptance broadly that they need to build support, and it's not really going anywhere fast to that degree.
All right, we'll leave it there, Alistair. Thanks very much indeed for talking to us. The result, I gather, is due at 2 o'clock, so we'll let you away to that. Alistair Grant, political editor there of The Scotsman, speaking to us from Murrayfield in Edinburgh.